Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast, where you can relax, recharge, and reconnect. And now, your host, Justin Wink.
Today, we're getting personal. What are we getting personal about? Last episode, I talked about myself getting a vasectomy. It's even more personal than that. What's more personal than that, you ask? I'll tell you. We're going to be talking about your money. What's your money situation? What do you feel when you look at your bank account? Or if you have a portfolio, the recent year-to-date returns? Because whatever that is, hate to break it to you, it's been your choice to have those numbers and to have the feelings that you feel. You don't have to feel that way, and you don't have to have those numbers or those returns. I feel like this is a very special time to be talking about money and abundance, because as of this recording, this is a time where it's not easy for most people to feel good about how much money they have or the prospects for the future. Because if you pay attention to the financial news, a lot of stocks, mutual funds are down at anywhere 10% to 25% year to date. Inflation's been somewhere around 8%, it looks like. The housing prices have been going up, and people worry, hey, is there another housing bubble that's just set to crash? And if trigger warning here, this is a topic that some people get very emotional about. If you have been or have looked at some of the crypto blockchain coin markets, some of that's down in the past month, 50%. There's even some projects that have completely obliterated, gone from having, I think there was one, Luna had somewhere over billions in market cap, worth zero as of today. If you look at that, you might be like, oh my gosh, the economy's ending, the world's ending. I don't know, how am I going to do anything? Like fear, 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 doubt, 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 worry, worry, worry. For me personally, I don't worry. I just take that as information that I can utilize to be even more abundant in the future. You're like, Justin, what are you talking about? How can you not care? How can you not worry? People are losing jobs. Businesses are closing. People are having trouble just making ends meet and taking care of basic necessities of life. I didn't say I didn't care about that. That I do care. So I always want the economy to do better for the benefit of all. I personally don't allow the ups, the downs, the sidewayses of the economy to impact me. At least not as much as I used to. I mean, I'm still human. I'm still working. I'm still growing. So there are times where, like, yeah, it's like it hurts. Yet more and more, as I've practiced making a choice to feel abundant and like there's plenty of money out there, the more money's just flowed into my life. And I'll be giving examples. I will. So don't worry. I'm not just talking out of my ass. I'm going to give you some tips so that you can start feeling this way and seeing the results. Again, this doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but it is something that as you exercise your choice to have money in your life, to feel abundant, you will start to see this show up as impacted in your bank account. For me personally, like over 3 years ago, I would say at this point, 2019, I was like, I want to find some way to get out of my job for a year. I'm like, I need a year off. I've been go, 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 high school, then college, then got my PhD, then got my full-time job. And it just seemed like, I was like, I'm successful, but I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. There's got to be something more to this. I figured out, well, here's how much money I would need so that then I could go for a whole year without needing to work. And I had my number and I was like, okay, let me run the calculations. And the math said, all right, it's going to take me at least 2 years. I was like, oh, okay, that sucks, but I can do it. Then I started doing some work on my beliefs about money, how I chose to think about what money is. Because if you ever thought about that, what exactly is money? A dollar is a dollar, right? And it's like, well, except when a dollar today is worth way, way less than it was 30 years ago. And, you know, it's like, well, is a dollar worth how much milk or how much gas? How much gas can you get for a dollar? Depends on the day. Like just in my lifetime, I've seen gasoline for under a dollar, and I've seen gasoline Now it's around here. I've seen about $6.30. So what's a dollar worth? And where does money come from? Have you ever thought of that? And you might even know, like, well, you know, it comes from the central bank. And where does the central bank come from? They come from, it's a group of humans, and they make it up. It's made up. We all choose to put value into whatever money we choose to put value in. And where does that come from? I believe it comes from the universe. And so that's something you might go like, well, that's crazy, money coming from the universe. Just consider it. Consider, what if money just came from the universe? Then your relationship to the universe would essentially be a lot like your relationship with money. And the universe is reflected to your surroundings, your nutrition, your health, your body, your relationships. So we're talking about money, but we're also talking about everything to do in your life. So that's why this is as important topic as the last exercising choice topic I did, which was about reproductive choices. And we often think, Justin, the system's rigged. You know, the way student loans are, or the way education systems are, the way the taxes are, the way it is to get a job or to keep a job or to get promoted at a job, or the way stocks work or the way stocks don't work. All these systems, they're designed to keep me from getting more, having more, doing more. I'm not going to tell you that that's not true. Let's just say it's true. You still have a choice of how are you going to let that impact you. That may be true, yet you can still choose, despite all of that, to have a very financial, abundant life. And you'll always see that there are instances of this. So the choice is, are you going to be like most people, or are you going to choose to be an outlier? I'm still a big believer that we should still make decisions personally and as a society, as a community, that benefit the most people as possible. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't worry about that. Well, don't worry. I'm saying choose to improve those things too, and choose for you to have better odds than what might be given you. Like, maybe it is 50-50, but if you choose that it's going to go my direction, so what if instead of 50-50, you make it, you have a 51% chance instead of a 50% chance? That 1% advantage is huge. And in fact, in the financial markets, they know how huge a 1% advantage is. That's why often if you do go with a financial planner or a wealth manager, they'll say, we are going to do all this great stuff for you. We're going to help you make even more money. And all we're going to ask is just 1% of what we manage. Just a measly, itsy bitsy, teeny 1%. Did you know that 1% over about 30 to 40 years ends up eating away at potentially over 30% of the gains that you could have made? You could have had $1 million after 40 years of good investing. You would only have like $700,000. That's $300,000 that went to that financial planner. Now, this assumes that you're making not awful financial decisions. So there can be an advantage if you know yourself and you know that you are going to make mistakes. Then that 1% fee is going to do really, really well, because then at least you'll know that you're going to get your $700,000 as opposed to possibly ending up with nothing. So I'm not saying there is no value. It's just the value of 1% is way more than we expect. So if you put your intention on how do you want to be financially abundantly, it can make all the difference. So going back to when I wanted to be able to take the time off and I started practicing, the universe has money. And I'm going to share some other ways that you can practice this and make it a little bit more easily. Things like magical things started happening. Not magical, they're totally practical. But yet, to me at the time, based on where I was, they were practical. I thought I would just have to save up enough paychecks, reduce my spending. Yet a couple really interesting things started happening. One is, I'd often gotten notices of, hey, refinance your house. And I just ignored that. But then I was like, wait, money comes from the universe. There's plenty of money out there. Let me look at refinancing my house. And I was able to get $40,000 of cash out and lower my monthly payment. And so, okay, now I have that extra money in my bank account and I felt good. And my number was closer and I didn't have to pay any more per month. Then the second thing that happened, which was, so often when something that we think is bad happens, there's often a flip side that is of benefit. So sometimes we just need to trust, be looking for the good, but trust that there's going to be some good. I got depressed. And so I was, now more than ever, I really wanted to get out of my job. I was just ready to just quit. And I didn't quit. I got encouragement to like, well, why don't you look and see if your company has like some programs to help you out so that you can take some time off and get paid. And I was like, okay. And I did a little research and found like, wait, I can take short-term disability and I can take time off work and I can get paid most of my paycheck. And some of you might be going, hey, that just sounds like a lazy way of being. I worked my ass off to pay into that system. Money was being taken out of my check to put into that system. And I was sacrificing my health. I was sacrificing my energy. I was sacrificing my happiness. I earned it. In fact, some people might think that, oh, that's lazy. Lazy could just be someone's depression, or it could be someone's in touch with what they need in that moment, that they know that the best thing for them and the world is to perhaps do nothing. In fact, the laziest thing that I can see is to use that term of lazy, of judgment. It's so harmful. And often the person that harms the most is ourselves, because it doesn't let us do what we ultimately want to do. It's something that keeps us doing what other people want us to do. So I had this extra money in the bank, and I had this, and I was able to take the time off. So you're probably wondering like, okay, Justin, how can I start to let some magical things happen? Even though to some of you, you might go like, well, these are very ordinary things. Like, of course, these things are possible. But up until I'd opened my mind, these things didn't seem possible. And since I've had even more great things where it just seems like, oh, checks appear, great things happen. So one thing is, how do you talk to yourself about money? If you want to go to a restaurant and it's an expensive restaurant, do you say something like, I can't afford that. I need to save money. I don't have enough money. You're focusing on lack effectively. Simple, easy, powerful switch is, instead of I can't afford that, is just, that's not important to me right now. A Gulfstream jet, it's just not that important to me right now. I also currently do not have enough money in my bank account to pay cash for a Gulfstream jet at this moment. That is also true. How empowering is it for me to think, and you can also take this on for yourself too, that if it became really important for me to own a Gulfstream jet, I could find a way to make that happen. Right now, it's not that important to me. I have other things that I'm working on. That's just not top of my priorities list. Little switches like that. And these little ways we talk to ourselves are very, very tricky. Another one that's very simple, silly, you're going to think like, this is fucking ridiculous, is the possibility that money just comes from the universe. And so if you can see that money is everywhere, then your subconscious is going to be looking for opportunities to bring money in. So how to train the subconscious into that belief? Hide money in places that you know that you will be surprised to find it. So this could be in drawers, this could be in boxes, this could be in, you know, a glove compartment. You might be saying like, hey, I don't have a ton of money lying around to just be hiding it willy-nilly where it could get lost, stolen, whatever. It doesn't actually have to take a whole lot of money. You could use dollar bills, which is what I used. You can also go on Amazon and you can order counterfeit $100 bills. But in that instance where you go open that drawer, you're going to see a $100 US bill. The key is when you see it, just like, oh, money's everywhere. I just keep finding money. Try it out for a few months. Tell me what happens. At the end of the show, you can find out how to contact me. So put a pin in that. 3 months. Try this out. It's fun. And it's a little delight to find money, right? When as a kid, like if you found a quarter, wasn't that the highlight of your day? Sometimes like, holy shit, I found a quarter. This is amazing. Or even a penny. And it's heads up, because supposedly what, that's heads up penny. That's good luck. Give yourself some good luck. Why not? This is a choice you can make. The other thing is, are you actually open to ways to allow money to come into your life? Because so often people have it in their heads and they've made it a habit and they've created structure around it that there's only one way to get money, and that's through hard work and a salary. I got to trade my time for money, and there's not even a way that, even if somebody came up, if someone came up to you on the street and said, I really love that you have this skill, and I saw what you did, and that was amazing. I just want to pay you $5,000. What's the bank account? What's the Venmo? How do I do it? I don't have cash on me. I don't have a checkbook. How can I, with a credit card, how can I pay you? What's a way that you take money? And a lot of people go, I don't have a way that you can pay me as a business, as someone offering my services. So that's one thing. The other is, when it comes to investment opportunities out there, are you even playing the game? For the longest time, cash is a horrible investment because cash becomes worth less and less over time, and now more so than ever. So what's the hedge against this? It's investing in things that build more value than cash decreases in values. So there's things like bonds and then stocks. And then now there's such things as blockchain protocol-based projects, such as Bitcoin, such as Ethereum, and many, many other altcoins. And the price to play in these games is knowledge of how to play, and then also the emotional ups and downs with the volatility of the market. And the amount of volatility that you are willing to tolerate, the emotional uncertainty, ends up being proportional to the gains that you can sustain over a longer period of time, provided you are playing the game and you are playing it as smart as possible. Are you actually in the stock market? And in a lot of ways, for a lot of people, the stock market has been often too expensive to get into, or maybe the 401k has been the only way, which is one of the great things about some of these cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, is that effectively the barrier to entry is much, much lower, that with as little as like $50, you can be owning a piece of something that could go up 10x, who knows, for some of these things, 100x. Again, but there's volatility. And so are you willing to put a little bit aside so that you're allowing in the future, this is basically you're paying your future self huge dividends. And if you're not willing to play that game, then you're basically saying like, I don't want any opportunity for money to magically come into my life. And I'm going to say it's magic because we often feel that hard work is the only way to legitimately come in to money. Otherwise, there's something wrong. There's something magical. There's something, when really there is no magic. It really is just your attitude and what you are choosing to believe about money, what you are choosing to have in your life. And when you start making these subtle choices of how you think, of how you allow for there to be opportunity to exist, your bank account, your portfolio is going to reflect that. And I want you to feel great no matter what the market is doing, no matter what the economy is doing, so that then we can always be working together to ensure that the economy is raising as many boats as possible and that we're all doing better. Because if we're all doing better, we're all feeling better. And it's going to be a lot more fun to go interact with people, no matter where they're from, where they're at, or how they're doing, because we're all going to be doing so much better. So with that, thank you so much and good day. If you want to contact the show, email me at podcast@justinwenck.com. That's Justin, WENCK. And find me on social media, Justin Wenck, PhD, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube. And if you want ways so that you can relax, recharge, and reconnect, find the Tuesday 20 every Tuesday at 12:05 p.m. Pacific. It's only 20 minutes, and it's going to get you relaxed, recharged, and reconnected. It's on YouTube, and it's on Facebook. So looking forward to seeing you there.